The Hayes Police Department is thankful for everyone that is doing their part in the COVID-19 precautions. Hayes Police Chief Don Scheibler stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. What do we know right now, Chief?
We're halfway through the second week of the statewide stay-at-home order. Really want to say thank you to the community. Everybody's just been super. The cooperation has been amazing. Just grateful for them working with us as we worked our way through this process. Looking at the numbers this morning, like we have about 900 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Kansas. Those ages range from infant to 97 years of age. 27 Kansans have died, and those numbers will continue to rise, but I think we're doing well.
Yeah, luckily enough, we don't have any in Hayes, at least confirmed yet, right?
Absolutely. And if you had told me, you know, we started this process, that we wouldn't have any cases, confirmed cases at this point, I said no way. Us being right between Denver and Kansas City, two hot spots, being right on I-70, I thought we were potentially for us being in trouble. It's important for us, I think, to continue to practice those things that have got us this far, stop the spread of the virus and slow that down. So a stay-at-home order is very, very important. Stay at home and limit our contacts. We also recognize that life goes on, that there are essential things that people need to do and they need to get out. So when they go out to get their groceries or they go to do their essential work or whatever it may be, they need to practice those social distancing, 6 to 8 feet, avoid those large gatherings. Those are all going to be very, very important to get us through this. I really think the next 2 weeks are going to be very, very important for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen or heard any, complaints from people that people aren't, minding this the way they're supposed to?
We've had some complaints. We've had some concerns. We've followed up with a couple businesses and reached out to some people, large gathering of kids in the park. Again, just trying to keep the community safe, trying to educate them. And I can't stress enough, everybody has just been super in terms of cooperation. So I think we're doing really, really well.
Good to hear. I hadn't in my limited driving around, because I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky ones. I have to travel to the studio every day. So I get to see kind of what's going on in the community. And I haven't noticed really any groups of people out for at least a couple weeks now. So good to hear that you're seeing that as well.
I think people just been very, very super from the word go. The Hayes community has stepped up, took responsibility for this, and we've just done really well. So I do appreciate it.
What precautions are you guys taking down there at the police? Because with your interaction with folks, I would assume that you are really kind of at a high risk.
Most definitely. We really encouraged our Pride people to practice social distancing also whenever possible. We've shut our lobby down. We try and handle a majority of our calls over the phone. But the reality of it is, we're a profession. We're going to have to get out and deal with people. One thing I want the community to be aware of, that we have our dispatchers and our police officers asking more questions when they do have to have contact with somebody. Are you sick? Have you recently been around a person who's sick? Have you traveled to a hot spot, such as Kansas City or Denver recently? Again, all of this is in an effort to protect our community. I want the community to understand it's uncomfortable for them to answer those questions, and please know my staff is uncomfortable asking them, but their cooperation, and we can get through this together. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah, and because that's the last thing you'd want, right? One of your officers to come down with it and then go out in the community for another, 5 days maybe before they're, even if they develop symptoms, and then spread that all over the place.
James, you're absolutely right. We knew early on it was going to be a priority to keep our staff healthy. The police department has to be available to respond to the emergency needs of the community, and we knew that was going to be important. So we knew it was going to be a priority for us to making sure our people practice those social distancing, make sure they were using their protective equipment, make sure that we're taking those extra precautions. It's difficult for us because we like being out there interacting with our community. That's who we work for. We like being out there. So it's really a challenging time for us. But again, it's very important that we keep our people safe and healthy so we can keep the community safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know one of the things we talked about right as this thing was starting, it was the last time we got to see each other in person, which was, 3 weeks ago now?
It seems like quite a while ago.
Yeah, whole new world. But you guys had, you said at the time you were still, you know, crime still happens. You guys still have to deal with that. But you were taking some actions that were limiting, you know, maybe, for example, who were actually coming to the jail. You want to talk a little bit about that and kind of how that's going and any changes that you've made?
Kind of a unique situation in our law enforcement center. The jail, the sheriff's department, the dispatch center, and the police department were all in the same building. So we've been very, very careful about who we've been bringing into the building, and that means trying to limit the people we've been arresting. If it's not a serious crime, if it's not a crime required us, like domestic violence or something like that, we're required by law to make an arrest, we're trying to issue a ticket, an NTA, a notice to appear, or file the report long form, let the county attorney's office issue a warrant at a later date or a summons to appear. But again, anything we can do to limit the exposure to our staff and limit the exposure in the building, we're better off protecting our community.
No, for sure. You know, there's something else I was, and it just occurred to me to ask. You know, one of the things we're seeing in the national media is scams related to, you know, recovery efforts or people just trying to generally take advantage of this situation. Are you hearing any of those calls here in Hayes?
Absolutely. And anybody who's got an email has just been inundated with the cure for COVID-19 or the protective equipment you have to have. But there's also scams going on, and people just have to be very, very aware and be very, very cautious of that. We know we've had a recent, we've seen some of those. I encourage people to be very, very careful. Those that are trying to take advantage of our community at these trying times, we're going to investigate those, and we're going to take those very, very seriously. So I would encourage the scammers and the criminals to stay at home and not do their essential duties.
Unfortunately, I think they work from home on their phone, so it's probably not slowing them down at all.
Yes.
Scammers. Well, I mean, what can you do, though, like, other than just warning folks in some of those cases? Because the scammers aren't, you know, it's not anybody in Hayes scamming people in Hayes. It's people overseas, right? It's really hard to fight these things.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's very challenging. If you get an email asking you for money, especially if they're you don't know who that are, we just encourage you not to respond to those. We encourage you, if you're going to donate money, if you feel that if you're able in a position to do that, that you donate it locally and you call those groups that you know. Be careful when you get those emails. They're going to have links and things that you can forward on. But be very, very careful, because they can definitely expose you to some viruses for your computer. And some problems for that.
Well, Chief, we are very quickly running out of time. I'm wondering, is there anything else that you maybe want the public to know right now about what's going on down there, or just in general about COVID-19 precautions?
Like I said, we're about halfway through the stay-at-home order. The weather's been nice. I encourage people to get outside and soak that sunshine up. Next week, it's going to be the temperature won't be so nice during these difficult times. It's going to be important for people to take care of themselves, physically, mentally, emotionally. Sleep's going to be important. I encourage them to get that regular sleep pattern, eat right, exercise, and take care of themselves. People just have to remember that we live in a great community of great people, and together we'll get through this.